This is number five, a tendency to move when the harmonic rhythm is static and relaxed when there's plenty of motion in the harmonic rhythm. Now, harmonic rhythm is just a fancy way of saying how many chords are coming or how many chords happen, you know, in a bar. If it's only one chord for a long time, that's a very sparse harmonic rhythm. And if there are a lot of chords, then it's a dense harmonic rhythm. So what he's saying is the person playing the melody, there's an overall tendency to like fill it up with more notes when the harmony is static, and then fewer notes when the harmony is moving a lot. Here's the audio example from the book where it's two bars of D minor, and then on the third bar it's F minor, B flat 7, E minor 7, A flat 7. So there's a lot going on in that third bar, and the soloist only plays one note, a note that works for all those chords. Now, Dennis, you're in section 6. So, I'm going to create a little vamp. Since we're in A minor, I'm going to do a vamp of 8 bars of A minor. So, nothing going on for a whole 8 bars. Like 2... And then for bars 9 through 12, I'm going to set up some more chords. So here's D minor, E7, F, D minor, B half diminished, E7. So if you want, I don't know if you want to write this down, but bars 9 through 12 would be a D minor, E7. So that's bars 9 and 10. And then bar 11 is F and D minor. And then bar 12 is B half diminished and E7. It's really not important for you to write that down, but just listen to how I'm going to solo on it. And I think just naturally I'll play fewer notes in the harmonically dense section because you don't have to do as much. The harmony is kind of carrying the melody, whereas when the harmony is static, the one chord, you have to do more with it. So 1, 2, 3... Follow that, but most of the faster lines were in the section which was just A minor, and so that's a pretty straightforward thing. But you might experiment with tunes that you already play, and where it gets harmonically dense, you play fewer notes.